What are you consuming? What are the things you watch and view? What are the things you read? What are the things that you dwell on in your life? Well, that's what we're talking about on today's episode. We're talking about how when we store up good things in our hearts, we get good things, good results back. And how when we put in the things that are not so good, we actually get not so good things back. Vera, my sister, and I are having a real honest conversation about some of the ways that we do the right thing and some of the ways that we see ourselves doing the wrong thing. And how do we get to a place where we do more of the right, where we want more of that? And it's a really great episode. I'm so glad you're here with us listening in. Hey, I'm Natalie Abbott.
And I'm Vera Schmitz. We are sisters who host the Dwell Differently podcast.
We help you memorize and meditate on one Bible verse every month. And all month long on our podcast, we talk about what that verse means, why it matters, and how we can apply that verse to our daily lives. Guys, welcome back to the Dwell Differently podcast. I'm your host, Natalie Abbott, and I got my sister Vera with me today.
What's up, Vera? What's up?
Vera's in a singing mood today. We had to do a test recording, and I'm really sad that those get put in the trash can because it's beautiful.
It was not beautiful intentionally because I used to be a choir girl, and so I love to like pretend like I'm trying to hit a note and go flat.
Yeah, she did, and then she was like putting her finger on her ear. You know how they do. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful.
She was
singing "I Feel Pretty." So, do you guys just
hit those flat notes, man? It was amazing.
Mm-hmm. All right. So today, guys, we are talking about our verse. It's from Luke 6:45. First part of the verse, it says, "A good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart." I love this verse, and it is also very difficult. I've been spending some time in this here verse, and I realized that I am not always storing up good things, and I don't always have good fruit in my life. So there's that.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. This one will get you. It'll get you.
It'll get you. It'll get you real good, because it's like, you know, it's true. Mm-hmm. And yet you also know that the reverse is true, which is what the rest of the verse actually says about storing up the bad things in our heart and having the bad fruit that nobody wants to eat that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. That's what we're talking about. It's real practical today. It's real practical. It's almost kind of proverbial. It's almost like a proverb.
You know, I've actually been reading through Proverbs, and there was this one proverb that struck me this morning. Actually, I had to write it in my journal because I was like, this is amazing. It says, it's like from Proverbs, I think chapter 3 somewhere. It says, the beginning of wisdom is this: get wisdom.
Boom.
that's what it says. And I'm like, the beginning of wisdom is wisdom? But then I realized it's like the beginning of being wise is wanting to be wise and chasing after it, right? Yeah. So I actually really like it. But the way that it sounds like this sort of circular argument. Like if you want to be wise, you've got to be wise. Yes.
It's very Yoda-ish.
So when Vera says it sounds proverbial, it does kind of sound proverbial. It's true. It sounds like a proverb.
It makes me feel smart to say proverbial. That's why I said it.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for that, guys. Now you know.
Anyway,
that make Vera feel smart.
This is one of them.
So what we're going to tackle is we had these questions on our digital kits that we sent out for people to answer. And if you're a member, you get these in your inbox, but we're going to answer two of the questions on that card. And the first question is, what is one good thing you've intentionally been storing up in your heart? And what is one way you've seen good fruit from that? And the other is just the reverse. What is one bad thing you've been storing up in your heart, either intentionally or unintentionally even? And what is one way you see bad fruit coming from it?
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, girl, which one do you want to tackle?
I'm going to be bad girl. I got a good story.
That makes me good girl, right?
Yeah. You do the good girl question. Though. I'll be the bad girl question. Okay. So when I was in high school, I used to watch scary movies.
Oh.
And girl. It was just because everybody did. It was like, oh, it's Halloween. So now we're going to watch fill in the blank, these terrible, terrible movies. Mm-hmm. And I would watch them because we all watched them. And even going into college, in college, we'd watch scary movies. And at some point, I want to say, I think it was in grad school. Like, it took me a while to become wise to my the need to stop. But I remember watching this one scary movie and being like, and that's it. And now I will never watch another scary movie again. It was like, yeah, every time I'd watch one of these films, I couldn't sleep for sure that night. And for some time, like in some instances for like months, I like had bad sleep because I, yes, you know, it would be scared in my apartment, you know, with one other roommate, and these bad things are in my mind. And I was like, why? Yeah. Finally, I was just like, what? But why am I doing this? Why am I doing that? I'm never going to watch another scary movie. And now I can't even watch the commercials for scary movies. And it's been such like I was putting bad stuff in and getting bad stuff out. Nightmares, lack of sleep, lack of rest, anxiety. That was my like that was my bad fruit I was getting, which tasted terrible and was not fun to receive. And so I stopped. I just stopped putting the bad things in my head. And instead, I received the blessing of not having anxiety about some silly movie that I watched.
Man. Lady, you know, I don't know why, but this reminds me of when I was in high school and the bad stuff that I put into my head. There was a lot of things I could choose from, but for whatever reason, this is reminding me of, there was a point in time where we lived basically across the street from a library. And, you know, it was that, that era of time when kids could just freely wander and roam. And it was like, be back by 5 for dinner. And so that was kind of our parents' motto a little bit. Like, we had a lot of freedom. And I would go over and hang out in the library. And how I decided what a good book was whether or not there were a lot of them on the shelf, right? Because if there's a lot of them, then like, they're probably really a good author. Or they're not.
Or so, nobody's checking it out because it's total trash.
Well, let me tell you, I discovered Danielle Steele, and not to talk badly about Danielle Steele and her writing. I'm sure there was some good in it, but there was a lot of stuff in there that was like probably not the best kind of thing to be putting in my mind at the time. Mm-hmm. It was a little smutty, you know, and honestly, like I can specifically remember having ideas in my mind that never existed there before about how you relate to a guy that were just wrong and bad that I got from reading these books. And in my mind, as a high schooler who's not a believer, I was like, oh, that's a good idea. Mm-hmm. Oh, I like that. You know, I was learning some things in those books that, man, I would never let my high school daughters read those books.
Yeah. It's real though. I think a lot of us, you know, and I'm not trying to be judgy or anything, but it's just when I really get down to the core of things, it's like, what am I putting in my head again? Why am I watching this show, or why am I reading this? And it's not even all like, oh, it's a rated R movie or whatever. Sometimes it's like, I actually just need a real long and hard break from the news because it can be so toxic, for instance, during a presidential year, or during, even just like when something really horrific happens in the world where the news cycle just becomes like, they're just trying to get you. They're trying to you know, keep you watching. And so I've gone through significant chunks of time where I actually have my husband, Matt, kind of give me the news because I found myself feeling worried and anxious because of what was going on in the news. So, you know, I love this verse because it actually does play out so true in practicality. It's like, if I'm putting trash in my mind, you're getting trash out, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, I mean, realistically, like it's not just what we're consuming in terms of what we're reading or what we're viewing. There's also this dwelling in our minds on things that are bad, like allowing that sin to sort of take root in our lives where we're like, man, I'm really mad at that person. And so we keep telling ourselves the story of why we're mad and why we're right and why they're wrong. And it just creates this sense of like, man, I dislike you. And then the next time you see that person, your inclination is not to love them well, mm-hmm. you know, because mm-hmm. you've been holding on to this grudge. I can remember a time where my husband and I found ourselves, and this is going to sound terrible, but we're talking bad about somebody. Like, and we kept doing it. We kept doing it. And every time we were around them, we were like, oh, they would leave. And we'd be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe they did this. Blah, 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 blah. And we would kind of just like back and forth it a little bit about this one specific person. And I remember at one point saying to him, what if we stopped? What if we didn't do that? What if, because we're not going to not, you know, be in a relationship with this person. We need to figure out what we're doing here. And I remember that we got to this place where we were like, you know what? We need to be kind and we need mm-hmm. to love them. Mm-hmm. And we went from this place of like, every time we are around this person feeling annoyed to like not feeling that way anymore. And like having an actual we actually had a conversation about it after a couple weeks. We're like, oh my gosh, it's so much better. It's because so much instead better. Of seeing all the bad and the negative or the things that we found annoying, it was like, we're just focusing on the good things and we actually mm-hmm. really like them. And that's why we're still in relationship with them. But like, instead of dwelling on the negative things or the annoying things or whatever, or even like bringing it up, like this person used to spend inordinate amounts of time on their phone. And so they would leave and we'd be like, why do we even hang out with them? Because they were on their phone the whole time. And so we just found a way to lovingly like say, hey, you know, I think we're going to leave our phones at home when we go to dinner. Would you want to do that with us? And it became a whole different thing. It was like all of yeah. a sudden now the problem isn't the person. The problem is the problem and we love the person. And so now we're dwelling on what's good and allowing that to bear good fruit because we were having so much negative fruit, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's a good word. Guys, I love this episode we just recorded because this verse is so practical and so good that when we put good in, we get good out. And we want to help you do that. And so Natalie and I, we wrote a book. It's called Dwell Differently, Overcome Negative Thinking with the Simple Practice of Memorizing God's Truth. And in this book, we memorize 10 key verses to help you replace your negative thoughts with God's word. Some of those verses are centered on anxiety and depression or truth when you feel unloved. These are amazing verses to get in your head so that when those barrage of thoughts come in and the negative thinking kind of pours over you, you can fight back with God's truth. We can't wait for you to take a look and we pray that it blesses your life.
So what about that positive question? What good thing have you been intentionally storing up in your heart and how do you see good fruit coming from it?
I mean, the cheesy answer is that memorizing scripture, though, just gonna say, actually stores up the good thing in my heart. Like,
yeah.
The only good things I have are from the Lord. The only good in me is from the Lord. And I really believe that. And it is true. You know, any goodness that I perform or any kindness that I have first comes from a truth that I'm believing about God or about myself. And so I am only hopefully kind because God was first kind to me and showed me love first. And so, me particularly, I'm trying to, you know, tear down some lies in my own life, some things that I have been storing up in my heart about who I am, about that my worth is tied up in how I perform and what I create and
yeah,
all of the work and earn it. I've said that 1,000 times on this podcast. You're probably like, oh, here she goes again. But I'm trying to actually store up truths specific to me, not just the dwell verse of the month, which I do that too, but going into scripture and finding what is true to remind myself so that I'm dwelling on the good. And so specifically, I've been working on a passage in Romans chapter 8 about, therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Like, I need that because I condemn myself all the time. I'm always condemning myself that it wasn't good enough or that I probably let that person down or she's probably mad or I probably said the wrong thing. I'm like always heaping this on myself, these unrealizable standards. And it's like, no, there's no condemnation in Christ Jesus. I am only responsible to him. And just those words, just the, and that's not even a whole verse. That's just a tiny bit of good has really calmed my heart when in those moments when I start to see the bad fruit of thinking bad thoughts. Like, I wasn't good enough. The bad fruit of that is I spiral down. And what ends up happening is my mind is not present with the people I love the most. I'm hanging out with my kids, but I'm not fully present because I'm worried about something I said on a phone call 30 minutes ago. And it's like when I interrupt that with, therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And I do believe that the Holy Spirit will convict me if there's something I'm responsible for, that I can go to that person and apologize or whatever I need to do. But beyond that, if I'm not being convicted by the Holy Spirit, then I'm not condemned and I'm set free. And I can say that to myself and then return to spending time with my kids. That is the good I'm putting in my heart right now.
That's some good fruit.
It's good fruit. It's so freeing.
It's good fruit. Like for you to be able to just sit on the floor and play Legos. I love that. So for me, I'm raising teenagers. So that's hard. I don't know if any of y'all out there have teenagers. But it's hard to raise teenagers because you are constantly called to faithfulness at a whole other level. You know, we've got a son in college now and we've got two in high school, and the goal would be that they would become independent adults, right? That's the goal, that they would love Jesus and we could trust that they're going to do the things that we've, you know, train up your child in the way he should go. And when they're older, they will not turn from it, you know, and that's a proverb. So it's not a promise. It's not like I can say, well, I did all the things and now I need to have this output, Lord. I'm holding you to your feet to the fire here. But it is a proverb. Like there are things that they're going to make their own mistakes, you know, and they're going to have, difficulties and troubles, and they're going to, you know, feel like they're independent in a way that they shouldn't quite yet be or whatever it is. And right now I am just, you know, there are times when my heart breaks because I'm like, oh, I just see them making these mistakes, or I see them, you know, wanting some of the things in the world. And I'm like, that's just not going to satisfy you. But I've had to relinquish control. And there's a verse that comes to my mind again and again. It's, therefore we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. That, you know, on the outside, there are things that are happening that I'm like, man, those are so far out of my control. And I, you know, even if I tried to control my kids and was, you know, just on them every second of the day and following them on the phone apps and, you know, doing all the things, like, ultimately, at some point, they're gonna launch. God willing, they will launch, you know, and in the same way that I made my mistakes, they're gonna make their own mistakes. And for me to be able to relinquish that control and to say, you know, even though outwardly we're wasting away, yet inwardly I'm being renewed day by day. So I'm allowing the Lord through his word and through the Holy Spirit to renew my faith and to allow me to be somebody who trusts that God is in control and that he loves them more than I do. He loves them way more than I do. So I would just say, like, for those of you who feel like maybe things are a little out of your control, putting in some good verses about God being the one who's in control and being renewed day by day, like,
those are promises that we need. And even that proverbial saying mm-hmm. about train up your child in the way they should go. And when they're old, they won't depart from it. Like, I can hold on to the reality that God is their father way before I'm their parent. Mm-hmm. And he loves them way more. And that's that the fruit from that is a sense of peace when things feel like I shouldn't feel at peace or when things feel out of control. I can have peace and just know that, like, okay, it's in the Lord's hands and mm-hmm. he's a way more capable person when it comes to being in control of things than I am. So
mm-hmm. it makes me think of our verse from February this year. He is before all things and in him all things hold together. It comes from Colossians 1:17. And yes. I have often said that since we memorized it. I didn't know it before we memorized it here in 2024. But I've said that to myself plenty of times since memorizing it. Yeah. And just reminding myself of the truth, you know?
Mm. Yeah, I feel like for me, every time I say that verse, because that's another one I've been saying to myself a lot too, I imagine myself trying to hold all the things together and just like crumbling under the weight of it and just feeling like incapable of it. And then just stepping out from it and allowing Jesus to hold it all. Like mm-hmm. realistically, he is the one who's holding it all. And me holding it all is a facade. It's mm-hmm. not real. You know, mm-hmm. the reality is Jesus is holding all things together, not me anyway. So yeah, that's a great verse, Vera. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, guys, we love y'all and we're just over here trying to help out, trying to, be honest with our own struggles. And I hope that that's encouraging to you if you're in a place in a season where maybe you're trying to control things or earn things or, you know, or you're putting in things that you know you shouldn't be in your mind and in your heart. And you're like, man, I need to probably give that up. Mm-hmm. I just pray and hope that this verse would be something that would encourage you as you memorize it to really be intentional about what am I dwelling on? What am I putting in me? And am I putting in the good things or am I putting in the bad things? And one of the ways we can know it is by looking at the fruit and seeing I'm anxious, I'm worried, I'm trying to control things, I'm whatever. Or I feel peace. I feel joy. I feel rested in the Lord. Like those are what's on offer for us. We can go our own way and we'll get the fruit of those things, or we can choose to the things of the Lord and to dwell on those things and we get nothing but good, man. Like yes, you said, Vera, nothing good is coming out of me except for what I put in there that comes from him. So
that's right. That's so true.
Awesome. All right. Well, thanks for joining me, V. Thanks for listening today, guys. And we'll be back here again next week. Got an awesome guest. You're going to be so excited to hear from them. And I can't wait for you to hear more.